Welcome back to Unapologetically Myself. Happy New Year, guys. This is season three now, two for Steve, but it's season three of Unapologetically Myself, and this is episode one. We're starting new. We're starting fresh. Steve's actually making a drink right now. We are not in the studio today. We are actually in our apartment, so we're a little bit more comfortable, and we're gonna
here we go.
Here it is. What'd you make yourself?
Gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic. It's a Friday night, and this is what we're doing on a Friday night. Cheers. I have my Alani. I'm not drinking tonight.
No.
I'm trying to do dry January.
How's that working out for you?
Great. I'm not a big drinker. I don't like to drink that much. Actually, if I like never went out with friends, I'd probably never drink. Like the only time I drink is when I'm like with my friends. Yeah. Like I have a cocktail.
You don't drink home.
I drink like maybe once a month, twice a month.
Yeah, you don't drink home at all.
No.
Like sometimes if like we would make pasta or something like that, and then like
I'll set
the mood and we have some Italian.
I'll have like a sip of wine and I'm like, ugh, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like the only Italian that doesn't like red wine.
You don't like red wine.
I hate red wine.
Yeah.
But I don't even like wine. Like it's not something I enjoy. It's not. I just don't.
Come on.
I swear to you, I don't like it.
Some bread, olive oil, some Italian music, some dipping of the bread with the olive oil and have some a glass of wine after a long week.
No.
That sounds good.
I'd much rather have like ginger ale.
I actually don't know which one is actually, you know, healthier for you, ginger ale or wine.
Probably ginger ale.
You think so?
Well, yeah, because I mean,
there's a lot of alcohol
is like poison.
Yeah, there's a lot of sugar in ginger ale.
Oh, they do say a glass of wine a day is good for you. Isn't that what they say?
That's what they say.
I think that's what they say.
I think the wine companies came up with that one.
Yeah,
you remember like when you were young, they were like, yeah, the breakfast is the most important part of the day. And then you find out it was like the cereal industry who came up with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I still think that's true.
Yeah, no, it's
That's why when I like miss breakfast, I'm like, oh my God, now my whole metabolism is fucked up.
I think
up.
It was a sales method to like get you to eat more
you
cereal.
Think?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Really?
I read it in a book.
Well, I didn't know that. Well, yeah, no, I don't, not a big drinker.
Thinking about ginger ale is the one drink. I really don't drink it much, but the one drink, anytime I go on a plane.
Oh, yeah. You're
I need ginger ale.
You're a plain ginger ale drinker.
And pretzels. That's my vice on the plane. I'll probably have like three ginger ales on the plane. I don't know why. It's just something
three.
About it's something about
that's, the, it's something, that's a lot.
It's something about the plane and ginger ale that go together for me.
Really?
Anybody else know?
I will, but I love ginger ale.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have ginger ale all day, every day.
I'd rather drink that than Pepsi or Coke.
Yeah.
I don't drink Pepsi
or Coke.
No,
I haven't had Pepsi or Coke in a long time.
Yeah. Last time I had probably Pepsi or Coke is like if I had a Coke and rum back in college days.
Mm.
That was like the last time.
That sounds miserable.
Your dad is a big Pepsi or
Coke.
Oh, my
God.
What is it? Pepsi or
Coke?
No. Which one do you like?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
You have to get it right. Because when we're at a restaurant and he asks for Coke and they're like, well, we have Pepsi. He's like, no. Which, actually, we should test this. He probably doesn't even know.
Yeah.
He probably can't even tell the difference.
Well, for the holidays, we had a holiday Christmas party here at the apartment. And we had to get, well, just for the theme of Christmas, we got the little Coca-Cola bottles.
Oh, yeah. I love a classic Coca-Cola bottle.
And, you know, the ones that you see, the little ones.
Yeah, the classic Coca-Cola bottles.
For Christmas.
Right.
And your dad saw it, and he drank like five of them.
because they're
in that glass bottle.
Well, yeah, because it just makes it taste better.
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
It like brings
and
you
it
back
like reminds
to like the 60s
me of Christmas,
or 50s.
Like the Christmas Santa drinking Coca-Cola.
Funny story about that. I know we're a little bit going rogue here, but what I found out is about Coca-Cola used to be just a summer drink.
Mm.
Okay. And they were trying to figure out how they could make it more of an all year round type of drink.
Right.
So the brilliant minds at marketing and Coca-Cola, they decided to, at the time, Santa wasn't as what he is portrayed now as a big
fat guy.
Big, you know, jolly, friendly guy that you see now. He was more of like a scary looking figure at the time.
Yes, I have seen them reel about this.
Yes, so they reconfigured Santa to make him what he is today, and they...
And then Coca-Cola skyrocketed in sales.
Because they put Coca-Cola along with Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, Santa's in red, Coca-Cola is red. So just
That's why when you see the original Coca-Cola bottle, it reminds you of Christmas.
Yep.
Because of that whole campaign.
Just a little FYI there.
Fun fact. Steve's fact of the day.
Yeah. So now we're in January, and there's really like nothing to look forward to until...
here in the
Northeast.
It's really miserable here. We'll be honest.
Until probably the end of March.
It's just I feel like everyone's going through burnout right now. Like everyone's doing so much, but nothing at all. Like that's how I feel. Like I feel like I wake up at 6 a.m., go to work, come home, eat real quick, edit until 12 at night, go to bed, do the same thing. Like I'm constantly working and I still will never get how people have kids. I mean, I want kids so bad, but I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to ever do it. And I know we say this every episode, but it just mind boggles me, especially when we went to the diner the other day. Okay, wait. We went to the diner the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And
for breakfast, we got... We were like, you know what? Let's save some money. Let's not go to the other restaurant that we usually go to, which usually costs about a...
usually costs
maybe
like
$50, $60.
$50, $60.
No, actually, I think we wanted brunch. We were like, let's not spend $100 today.
Yeah.
Right? And so we were like, all right, you know what? Let's be good. Let's just go to the diner.
Yeah, we're like, we'll get the diner. We'll get something cheap.
Right.
Okay, Steve and I got two omelets, two coffees, two orange juices.
Right.
And bacon.
Yep.
Came out to $100. I'm exaggerating a little bit. It was
with tip, it was about
$85 for the diner.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. My dad, he's Greek, right? And like, obviously, I mean, he came here and he started working in the diner. So I grew up in the diner. And I think a family of four, you know, five at the time, I think in the 90s, like you can get a whole dinner for $89 for four people.
Drinks. I feel like under that. It was probably like 50 back then.
Not to mention, not eggs and omelet. We were talking about like, burgers and stuff, right? Like, now it's crazy.
Like, imagine we got like more sides.
Yeah. Or if you have a whole family. I think it would have been a $200, $300 breakfast.
Yeah. But then it's like, okay, well, you need to budget and save and you should buy your food. But I'm sorry, when I buy my food, it's just as much.
Yeah, anytime I go there, $100. I can get three things.
Honestly, I'd rather go out because... Yeah. I'll buy something and it will come out to like $300 and that's only one meal.
You talk about when you go to the supermarket.
Yeah. I feel like it's not, it doesn't make sense. It's not girl mathing at all.
Yeah, well,
it's not. It just doesn't make sense.
Anytime you go into the supermarket or anytime you leave your house, it's $100, right?
But I feel like it's more than, it's like $150.
When you go to the supermarket, it's like they pre-program the register to always add up to $100.
Always.
You can get like toothpaste and then maybe some toilet paper and then you're like, all right, maybe I need some paper towels and you're like, all right, I'm under $100. And you go, ding, 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 $100. Like, wait,
yeah. It's like all you get is toiletries.
Yeah.
And I know we say this every time, but we're burnt out. Okay. We're tired of it.
It doesn't help them. You know, you work all day and then you come home and it's like 5 o'clock and it's pitch dark.
Ugh.
So it's just...
That's the worst. I hate this daylight savings crap. I thought we were supposed to change that.
What do you think of the holidays? Like, do you find yourself like getting burnt out from them as far as like, all right, I had enough?
No, I love the holidays. But I get what you mean.
The routine is gone. Feels like time is on standstill.
You know what? It doesn't feel as, I guess, magical as it once was. Like when you were younger? Well, yeah, because you believed in Santa and all that. And like, I felt like as a family, there was more people there. Like there was a time when I was younger that there was 50 people at my parents' house.
Yeah.
There's now only 12 people that go. And that's sad. And I get it. Everyone marries and then goes their separate ways. But there was one time when my whole family was there and there was 50 of us.
Right.
And I'm not kidding. 50 people came over to my parents' house and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So, and now it just feels, it's kind of sad.
Yeah. You know, it was the saddest part. And I told this to you. I mentioned this. And it's like, when you're a kid, or not a kid, but maybe like in your 20s and high school years, you're spending New Year's, right?
Yeah.
And then like how many people throughout the years every single year they would, you would text that same person or the same 5, 10, 15 people, Happy New Year's, Happy New Year's, Happy New Year's.
Oh, yes.
And you would check your phone to see who texted you on New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And the older you get, the less amount of people start texting you for New Year's.
Yes.
And
100%.
That's kind of sad, you know,
it's
when you think about
sad.
It.
It's so sad.
You know, and you're always like, oh, you know what? We're going to, you know, we're going to make sure that we stay connected and, you know, but life gets in the way. But I, you know, you do a great job as far as like keeping in touch with your friends. And
I try.
But again, yeah, as time goes on, you know, you just start hearing from people less, especially, you know, on New Year's when you're like waiting for that text. Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's.
Yeah. Well, you know. Also, I feel like as you get older,
yeah,
it's more about quality of friends and not quantity. Like when you're younger, you have a lot of friends.
Right.
But the ones that matter stay with you. And yeah, it's okay to let people go if need be.
100%.
Like
yeah,
that are not, I guess, what's the word?
Yeah, putting in the effort.
Yes.
At this age where we are, you have to put in an effort.
You have to.
Otherwise, you know, it can always, sometimes it could be a one-sided relationship where you're not keeping up with the other side and
mm-hmm,
and you just constantly reaching out to that one person over and over again and they don't really, you know, put in the effort back. And then at a certain time, you're like, all right, well, you know, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, also it's like everyone's in different stages of life.
Yeah.
So like you'll have some friends that are single, some friends that are married, some friends with 4 kids. And you're like, you know, the girl with 4 kids, you're not going to see in a while. So you got to make more of an effort.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
no,
you,
I get it.
You understand that. Like
yeah,
you get it.
Yeah.
But I think that's,
but
has a lot to do with it.
Once we start having kids and stuff like that, you know, you're going to hear a lot more of them.
Listen, once we start having kids, all their kids are going to be in college. So they're going to be like, what are you doing? And we're going to be like, help us.
Yeah.
You know,
but, you know, sometimes you know, like you don't, you know, people with kids, they usually only interact with people with kids or people with dogs.
Yeah,
like when
everyone,
I, when I, like when I first start, when I, where I used to live, no uh-huh, one used to talk to me at all.
What?
Right. And then I got a dog.
Oh.
And then everyone starts talking to me.
Yes. Men.
Not just men, but like.
No, but this is a tip
just,
for men.
Just friendships
in
general.
If you find
yeah,
yourself having a hard time meeting people, get yourself a puppy.
Yeah, a dog. Yeah.
No, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want to meet a girl in your like mm-hmm, apartment building, get yourself a puppy. Because
yeah,
I don't care who you are, if you have a puppy,
well,
I'm coming
to every single
to
person,
say hi to
yeah,
your dog.
What a puppy.
I will say hi to your dog. I'm gonna ask you your name. I'm gonna pet your dog.
Yeah.
I'll pet your dog.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm gonna pet it.
Okay. Yeah. That's what they're there for.
No, but like, okay, there's this one guy that just got a brand new German Shepherd in our building and
mm-hmm,
I'm obsessed.
Uh-huh.
And I like every time I go to walk Luna, I'm like, maybe I'll see the little puppy. But like that's
yeah,
such a good way to meet somebody.
Yeah, like I said, I probably lived in my old apartment for about 5 years, did not talk to one person until like got
well,
a dog.
Like Steve is an introvert.
I'm not an introvert.
Well, you kinda are.
No, I'm not. I just don't go out of my way to see somebody and talk to them
yeah,
out of nowhere because I feel like I'm
yeah,
bothering
so
them.
Feel,
I don't know
no,
who that
is. No, an introvert doesn't mean you're shy. An introvert
no,
just means that
I stay to
people,
myself until I...
Like people drain you. I think you are an introvert. I think you should take the test. See, people
take
give me energy.
There's a test.
Yes, there's a test.
Okay.
I'm going to give
people
you the test.
People give you energy?
Yes. And to you, mm-hmm, an introvert, people drain you.
Okay.
And I can see that in you. It doesn't mean you're shy. Because you're not shy.
What are you talking about? Every time I go to your family's house, I'm full of energy.
I don't know about that.
And then when I get
you
home, I'm
drained. You
almost
fell asleep the other night on the couch.
What
I go. I
about?
Went like this. I nudged my mom. I'm like, look at Steve. During Christmas.
It's because, yeah, I mean, we ate food and we're there for like 18 hours. She, this family, oh my.
What?
We go there at like 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve and then we don't leave till 2 in the morning. Because we have to have sausage at 12 a.m. at
yes,
midnight.
Yes, it's a tradition.
So
and it's an Italian, it's an Italian-American
so
tradition.
What do you think I'm going to do from 4 to like 2 in the morning?
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm going to have a little bit of a nap.
You can sleep. It's fine. No, but he didn't believe this. He's like, that's not even a tradition. I'm like, yes, it is.
It's your tradition.
No, it's an Italian-American tradition.
I've never heard it before
yes,
in my life.
Yes, it is. Look
where
it up.
You have to wait till 12 o'clock.
Look it up. ChatGPT.
I have Italian friends. I never heard that before.
Well, they're not.
One time.
They don't participate. We do
what?
It.
But it's not like a strict thing that people do.
No,
you're like,
I
oh, we don't eat meat on Christmas
no,
Eve.
No, we don't.
I'm like,
so
what?
We,
well, I never heard
well, let me
that
tell
before.
Them. Let me tell them. So I don't eat meat on Christmas Eve. So then we don't eat meat. We have like the fishes, which is like an Italian American tradition.
Right.
Like I'm pretty sure Italy
no,
doesn't
course.
Even do that.
Yeah.
But it, here we do.
Yes.
And you have the fishes. And then at 12 o'clock midnight, we grill sausage and everyone has sausage sandwiches. So yeah, it's a long night.
But a lot of Italians, they have antipasto, right?
Right.
Right. And there's meat in there.
Right.
Right.
But we don't, and not on Christmas Eve.
That's you.
That's our family.
I don't think that's like in the Bible or something
no,
like that, right?
No one said that.
Only like Easter. I know that some Greeks go, I think, 30 days or 45 days, whatever the case may be.
Wow. Yeah, for Lent.
Yes.
Well, that's a little different. Well, we do, because I'm Catholic, we do
Fridays. Up to a certain time.
No, yeah, every Friday.
And yeah.
And it's like the worst. You like go to take a bite and you forget, and you're like, in the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit,
you know what
God
Jesus
forgive
is
me.
Gonna do? You know what they're gonna do? Once you go up there and he's gonna look back on, he's gonna open his book and said, ah shit. You know what? You remember here, 2012, you ate a little piece of meat. Back of the line.
Get back
of the line. You ain't coming up here. The murderer who came didn't eat the meat, right ahead.
Right ahead. I know.
It's like,
but like,
like they're keeping track.
I
up
still
there.
Feel bad. Like, you know, I still gotta follow the rules.
You gotta follow the rules.
I gotta follow. Okay. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Did you ever sing in choir?
No, I never. I was.
You
never,
weren't. You weren't
no,
a choir
I
w- boy.
I wasn't in choir. Do I look like I'm? I've been in choir.
I don't know. Can you sing?
No.
Okay.
A
well,
bit, maybe.
Steve's songs. Steve has been writing a lot. And I know we talked about this on the podcast, but some of his songs I'm very, very proud of because I really like them and I listen to them like every day.
You're not biased.
And I am biased, but he's good. I wouldn't like bring it up. I'd be like, babe, maybe you shouldn't do it. But I think it's really good. And I really want you guys to hear them.
Maybe soon.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some in the works. Mm-hmm. He's written about 150 songs. He only has one out called Stranger to You on Spotify.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely check it out.
Yep.
Steve Vitt. Look it up.
Yep.
That's his stage name.
Well, my friends from hockey, and growing up in New York, they call me Vitt because my last name, Vitterados, to cut it down.
Vitterados.
But yeah, I've been writing since I was about 16. And
And
I had a little bit of time last year where I wasn't really working, so I just started writing again, and I would write like 4 to 5 songs a day.
Yeah.
I just hit like a really creative spurt, and so I'm now feeling a lot more confident in the music and being able to put them out. So I've connected with a lot of good artists, and hopefully, you know, we start hearing a lot of music coming out this year.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
I'm excited for you guys to hear it.
Yeah.
But we'll let you know. We'll keep you posted, especially on the Unapologetically Myself Instagram, because I think that's where we should start bringing your music to life.
Or you can follow me,
or you can follow Steve. But like, we'll also tell you, you know. So I wanted to get into some dating.
Okay.
What's the word? Dating issues. Dating
issues.
Dilemmas. Not like some dating advice. Tips. Tricks.
Dating people are going through some dating problems.
Yes, but that's our Unhinged column. We're not there yet. So this is just a couple topics. Is it weird when someone watches your stories immediately every time on Instagram?
No, I don't think it's weird. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I don't even look at that.
You
to
don't?
Be honest. No, I never look at who watches my story, ever. Like, but some people, like someone brought this up to me. I think it was one of my cousins was like, oh my God, this girl is always the first one to watch my story.
Aww.
I'm like, who even notices that?
She does.
No, I know, but I like never even noticed that.
Post and like immediately goes. To
that's
look.
What I'm saying. Like,
no, I'm saying your cousin. She's like, oh yeah, let me see who looked.
I
right,
guess
right after she posts,
like, probably.
Oh, it's her again.
Yeah. Oh. That mean that wouldn't bother me though.
No, it's like you know, sometimes you go through and you don't actually mean to do it. It's just like people pop up and then 30 seconds before they post and you're like, oh shit.
I know.
Now I look like the stalker waiting for you to post and 30 seconds later, because all I'm just doing is going through the
stories.
Well,
yeah, which is fine. Like, because everyone does that. So it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Should you share your should you share your location with your partner? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially today.
I don't know. Depending on like how long or how, you know, mature or like into your relationship you are. Like if you're 3 weeks in, there's no reason to.
I mean, that's a little crazy. Not 3 weeks
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Once
like
you start,
slow your roll.
Once you're in a relationship.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Although you don't share yours with mine.
You know where I am every single day.
Yeah, Steve
I'm here.
Does. Okay. I don't want to know. Share it.
I do not leave the house.
Share it.
There's really not a lot.
Look, I'm going to get all comments saying, that's a red flag, Steve. Share it.
Okay. I'll put a camera in here so you can see where I am 24/7.
All right. Well, share
right
your
on
location.
The couch with the big imprint in the couch.
Share it
ass.
Because, God forbid. Because
I don't want to go nowhere. If
no,
I don't
but
have to.
Say something happens.
Just like, well, the.
I need
when,
to
when
know.
When I took the gummy that time and I was out to like one. Not outside, but out sleeping till 1 p.m. because I was knocked out.
Yes.
That's when you needed my location.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you need to share it with me, honestly. Okay. I share mine with you because I'm constantly going places.
No problem.
But Steve is like the biggest homebody. He does nothing.
No.
Literally. I mean, the only time he goes out is for hockey.
Yeah.
And he
once
you play
week.
In a league
Where
once a week. Which like, really, it's only once a month. Because he's been slacking.
Yeah, I've been slacking.
But
it's
yeah.
It's tough when you get older. The games are 11, 10 o'clock
I mean,
at night.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Especially during the winter, it's cold.
Also, like, what's with this men league? Do you like do you guys get in fights?
We try not to because, like, you know, we gotta go
I know,
to work.
But like you guys are in your 30s, 40s. Like, I think the fighting needs to stop.
You gotta go to work the next day. It's like, all right, come on. I'm not trying
no,
to fight
No, but
I've
with you watched
right
you guys. You guys get like heated.
Because heated rivalry.
Heated rivalry.
I don't watch that, by the way.
I wanna watch it.
I'll tell you, there are times where it can get a little bit because it's a fast game. And I've been playing my whole life, right? So it's not like just a random pickup game. Like these are pretty serious competition where mm-hmm. kids come down from college or once they graduate college and are playing college hockey. I'm starting to play against them because now they're young. But, you know, there could be times where like you're in a playoff game or it's a serious game and it's close and you start. There's no checking or anything like that, but you're not really prepared for it. So if somebody does hit you, you're like, I'm prepared, you know.
Yeah, you guys
it.
Get like
so. There could be times where you get
the NHL players.
Again, we have to.
Like serious. I'm like, oh my god, you guys are. You guys have kids. That's
yeah,
what well,
I was say. We have to go to. People have to go home. The kids. You got work the next day. The last thing you want to do is fight. But it could happen. What we do is just really go for a beer afterwards. As far as
yeah.
like, in the locker room.
But that's
where
nice.
We're
that's at. Fun. I did some research, and I want to talk about where Americans are the happiest mm-hmm. in what states. So what do you think the top five happiest states in America are?
Okay.
Starting with number five.
Five. Carolina?
Nope. That's not even on the top five.
Colorado?
No.
Maine?
Nope.
I'm not doing well here. Okay.
Okay. Number five is Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay.
Okay.
I haven't been. I have been for hockey, but like not... vacation there.
I actually went and then I saw Jerry Springer.
Oh shit. He filmed out of Connecticut?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was Connecticut.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom came too. It was pretty funny. Number four, New Jersey.
Happiest? What?
Yeah.
Why?
According to recent data, these states ranked highest when it comes to overall happiness.
I see a lot of miserable people walking around.
What? I love Jersey. Speak for yourself. Three, Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Yep.
It's cold there.
So what? It's cold in Jersey too right now. Number
yeah,
two.
But Jersey is like, they have the best of both worlds. So, you know, you have the beach in the summer.
Yeah, that's
you,
why people get, are happy here.
And then you
I
can
think.
Experience the...
Like, there's no
you're
place
close
like
to the
Jersey.
City, but you're not in the city because the city
Listen,
is, can get chaotic.
If you live in Jersey, you're not moving.
I'll tell you, growing up in New York, mm-hmm. you guys had a bad rap. You know, there was like, what? Jersey? Who the fuck goes to Jersey?
Okay,
and
but also...
Hold on. I'm
okay,
not done. Okay,
go ahead.
So when I told my friends I was moving to Jersey, they're like, what the fuck is in New Jersey? Like, why would you go there? And I'm like, now that I've been here for about 10 plus years now, like... I don't want to go back to
okay,
New York.
Respectfully, Long Island.
Long Island? What the hell is that? Is that a Jewish community in Long Island? Long Island?
No. Long Island.
You don't even know where Long Island is. You thought
no.
Long Island was Staten Island. You thought
no,
Long
I didn't.
Island was
no,
Long
I
Island
know
City.
They're different. I know
no,
they're different.
No, now you know the difference.
But respectfully, Long Island and Staten Island had a rep for having like the blowouts.
Jersey had blowouts.
No,
too.
It was always Staten Island. It was always
the
Staten
Jersey,
Island.
The Jersey Shore was Paulie
half
D.
Half the Jersey
he
Shore cast was from Staten Island.
Half?
Yeah.
Just two people.
Yeah, that was half.
That's not,
Kind of.
Paulie D had the blowout. That's...
Yeah, but they, but you guys had a reputation for having blowouts, like ripped men with tan skin.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Staten Island. Was the thing at the day. They talk like this. But like kind of Jersey talks like that too.
That was back in the day.
But Staten Island had a big reputation for that.
Long Island's cool. You know, you have the beach too, and same thing what we have here. But again, like our area, I don't want to go back to New York. The traffic is what kills me.
Okay, number two. What do you think it is?
Go ahead.
Okay. Arizona? Number two, happiest state in America is Maryland.
Maryland.
Yep.
Hmm. Again, I don't know who's making up these lists.
it's according to data. And number one?
Hawaii.
How'd you know?
Oh, come on.
What do you mean?
It's far enough from the United States of America where you're like, you know what? I don't want to deal with that bullshit. We're in our own spot right now.
I mean, yeah. And you get nice weather. But also, like, isn't Hawaii super expensive?
Everywhere is, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Wow, that's a weird list. According to data. Like, what is this data? Like, who, like, how happy are you? I'm happy one. How happy are you? I'm happy three. Like, what's the level of happiness? Where, like, what do you say? Like, how happy are you?
I don't know. And just take it, okay? Don't ask questions.
I'll take it.
All right, now I'm going to go to states with the oldest first-time newlyweds.
Okay.
Number five, New Jersey. I can see that.
Okay.
Four, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Three, California. Two, New York. Definitely, I could see that. And then number one is Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Where they get married the latest in life.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, a lot of those places are college educated, I would say. A lot of the population probably has gone to college.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that happening because people are starting to get married a lot
later.
Yeah, because
like once you... I feel like in the states where... Like more down south, they get married quicker.
Yeah, earlier, yeah.
Right, earlier, quicker. earlier.
No.
Because a lot of them don't go to college, and that right after high school, they get married.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just up here in the Northeast is very go, 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 go. Profession, well, work. And
everyone hones in on the career first instead of family first.
Right. Yeah.
Which, like, do you think that will ever change?
I do.
I hope.
I think we're starting to get to a point where...
like, because I'm fed up. Like, I wish I had kids in my
20s. Well, I think we're starting to get to the point where people are just tired. They're hustling, and they're really not seeing a lot of, fruits of their labor, I would say, because everything's so expensive.
A lot of fruits of their labor.
Yeah, right. Everything is very expensive right now, mm-hmm. right?
So, no, I get that.
The hustle culture, I think, will start to wind down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order to hustle, you want to see results for the hustle that you're putting in.
Yeah.
You know, you're spending 15 hours at a job. You're putting a lot of this work in, but you're not getting paid more, right? So people, they're going to start to look back and say, okay, especially after COVID, I've seen that happen a lot.
Yeah, well, because it's like you hustle so much for what? And then eventually you're like, well, then I'm not staying this late.
Yeah.
F this. Like,
but I think a lot of it has to do also with the cost of living. So like, you know, as far as people getting married and having kids and then the cost of daycare.
Yeah, which is insane. Something needs to change there.
Right.
Like, why can't we open up daycare and just make it way cheaper than everyone else? Right?
I mean, if that can happen, it would be that easy, but I don't think it's like that easy.
I just don't understand why they charge that much.
They probably have to have insurance. They probably have to pay the people that work there. Taking care of people's kids is not
easy. No, it's easy not work, easy. Right? No.
It's a lot of liability, too.
That's true. You know, true.
That's not a business I would... Or maybe a dog...
Daycare?
Maybe doggy daycare.
That's a lot of work too, though.
Yeah, but you know what? At least the dogs are happy to see you.
Yeah, I guess. Wait, top five youngest first-time newlyweds. Okay.
All right.
Top five states where there's the youngest first-time newlyweds.
Utah?
Is number one.
Okay. Texas?
No. Yeah, Utah. You got Utah as number one.
Yeah. I said Texas, no?
Nope.
Michigan?
Nope.
Just go ahead.
Okay.
We're up all day here.
Number five, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Four, Arkansas. Three, mm-hmm. West Virginia. Two, Idaho. And one, Utah.
Okay.
Yep. That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Good for you guys. You made the list.
You guys made it. Made the American dream. All right. So unhinged advice column. Let's do it. Okay. First one. My fiance's ex still comments heart eye emojis on his posts. Mm-hmm. And he says ignoring it is being mature. Am I crazy for wanting him to shut that down?
No.
No, you're not crazy. No. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
That's crazy that she's doing that.
I would say have one conversation and then...
And if it's continues then you know.
Then, yeah. Then
it's a red flag.
Then it's a red flag. You got to shut that down.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, why is she even following him? There's no need for that.
Uh-uh.
Okay. My fiance follows his ex on every platform and likes her selfies, but didn't like my last post because he didn't see it. This really hurts. What do I do? Run. This has happened to me. He's a narcissist. Leave.
They're engaged. Okay, give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's see
happened. Oh, shit. Okay, I didn't see that first part. Hold on. Go ahead, Steve.
I would say, Steve. I mean, listen, you're engaged now. Now you have to start thinking things through here. Like, okay, well, is it a reoccurring thing? Maybe see if he's liking other people's post, other girls' post. Is it like a problem that he has?
Okay, wait. If they are on good terms.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be mad if you liked, like, your exes with like her friends.
No, I don't do that.
I know you don't, but that wouldn't bother me.
I don't know.
Because like, I don't know.
I like your friends' posts. Your friends.
Right, right. But see, he liked a selfie. That's like a thirst trap selfie.
It could have been a mistake. His hand could have hit the heart button.
Oh, talking to a guy. Oh, it was a mistake. Yeah, right. Bullshit. Wasn't a mistake. No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I still don't like that. I mean, I would have a serious talk with him. Yeah, it's your fiance.
Definitely have a talk with him. For sure.
And wait. Okay. See, no. I'm going to be honest. This has happened to me. My previous boyfriend would like all these other girls and even his exes. And then even like Instagram models.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't like my post because he said it would ruin his algorithm.
No, that's a problem.
And she says that it really hurts. No. Yeah, it really hurts because you're meant to feel the way you feel. Like if that's bothering you and your partner has a problem with it, then that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Like if you bring it to him, hey, this made me feel this way.
There's a big red flag. If you're both on social media, but you guys... One of you is hiding the other from the other or hiding each other from the world, unless they have a job, like a significant job where they can't really have a social media presence, then yeah, like maybe something is going on. Because I've known of guys who have done this and they have strayed, I would say.
They've strayed. Go ahead.
Because, and they were in a relationship, but they kept that separate. They weren't posting their girlfriend on there. Because they were doing other things.
Oh, yeah. No, that's like a big indicator because that happened to me.
I'm not saying that you have to put your relationship out there on social media so everyone says, oh, look at them. They look so happy together. Like, I'm not saying that.
No, you
but
don't.
But there can't be where you're posting
give you
picture
an example.
After picture after picture and there's nothing of your significant
other. I'll give you an
there's
example.
There's nothing of your significant other.
It was... my ex's birthday and I wanted to do a post about me and him.
Uh-huh.
And I had showed him, I'm like, look at how cute, I'm gonna post this. Yep. And he was like, no, don't do that. And I was like, why?
Yep.
And right then and there I should have known it's because he didn't want his mistress to see.
Yep.
AKA he was cheating the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's a huge red flag. Like if he has a problem with you posting him on your Facebook.
Yeah.
Or Instagram or tick whatever.
Yep.
That's a problem.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a, what would you do, John Quiñones.
Oh, I love that guy. Right? Okay.
Okay. If you seen your friend.
Okay.
If you seen your friend's boyfriend on one of those, because it happened to my friend.
Okay.
They were on... Are we dating the same guy, one of those groups?
Mm-hmm.
And you're in that group and you see your friend's boyfriend on there.
On what? On what?
What would you know, are we dating the same person, one of those Facebook groups?
Oh, those Facebook groups? Okay.
Right. But the post was like, I'm not really sure about this guy. I'm dating him and there might be some issues. Has anybody dated him? What would you do? Would you keep that to yourself? Or would you go tell your friend?
Well, it depends. It depends. Did anyone comment? Did anyone say anything?
Nobody commented.
I mean, it depends on how close I am with her.
Yeah.
If it's like my best friend, yeah, I'll be like, hey, just to let you know, this came up, but nothing was said.
Yeah.
But if it's not somebody I'm super close with, there's no need to bring that up. Especially because you don't have proof of anything.
I think sometimes what people do is they like try to get dirt on people, which I don't. That's
That's not what that app's. I mean, that's not what that group is for. That group is for specifically if you've ever dated this person.
Are we dating the same person? I have a feeling that he is cheating on me.
No. The group is for if you're dating someone,
right?
You bring it up to the group and say, "Hey, do you know anything about this person?"
But it has to say, "I am dating this person."
It doesn't have to say that. It doesn't have, it's just, that's what that group is for. If you're currently dating someone or have been on any dates or are going on a date, you bring it to everyone's attention.
But here's my thing. If the girls have a side of that too, like if the guys have a group that says that and you're just posting picture after picture after picture of these people and now they're in a group with 10,000 other people, I don't think it's fair to that other person if they actually have done nothing and you're just going out there to just try to get dirt on that person.
I know, but you can't stop people from posting on there.
I'm just saying.
I know. I think it is kind of like a little odd.
Right.
I don't know.
It's not meant to get dirt on somebody. It's meant to be I feel like we're dating we might be dating the same person. I just want to make sure that that's not happening.
So I recently joined one because I had some dirt on somebody and I joined it to figure out if there was more dirt on the specific person. But no, we found nothing and it got deleted for some reason. I don't know why. But then as I was on it, I found my friend's ex. I found my ex and it just validated. Okay. I made some smart decisions now because I used to date all the same people. And it was bad. I was just like, wow, these people are never changing. No. And also when I was looking through the group, I also found a lot of criminals, which is scary.
Yes.
Like, and I think that's what it's for.
Like, I get that.
Hey, this guy has domestic violence, blah, blah, blah. Like, don't date this guy. Because it's scary now. Yes. You don't know who you're dating.
Right.
And like, people just meet on an app.
Yeah.
Which like, it's not how it was back in the day where like, you would meet through friends.
Yep.
So then you knew the friend of the friend. This is a good guy. I know him.
Yeah.
I know his family comes from a good family. Like, you don't know these people at all.
I know. Yeah.
So like, I think it's good in that sense. But then it's also... Mm-hmm. Sad, like if that person's picture's up and people just commenting on him, like, he bad date, his breath smells like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That sucks. Like, you know, because then
I had a bad date with him. Don't date him. I mean, like, maybe that's your experience.
And that's your experience. Like,
yeah, that's
you
my
don't
point.
Know this guy.
Right.
Like, that's and that's experience. What I don't like because
you had no chemistry with him.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean that he's a bad guy, or maybe he just had an off night.
And some girls will post things and be like, he's not even cute, and it's like,
oh my
like,
God.
Don't say that. It's just like. This poor guy, like, and then it's always on there.
Right.
But you're not supposed to like screenshot and send to it, send it to anybody. Right. It's like, I don't know how anyone would know, but like once you're in the group, you're supposed to like say, you're not going to screenshot to send it to anyone.
Right.
But like some people have put text messages between them and their partner cheating. And I'm just like, oh, it's just bad. Cause it's always on there.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I don't know.
Hey, there are some girls that like that.
Yeah, that's
true. What was
true.
That thing that somebody had a criminal record and then
they're like, I can fix them.
No, there was somebody you sent me this. It was somebody who had a criminal record and then they ended up, there was like a ton of matches for him because of it.
Oh yes, I saw this on Instagram.
Yeah,
he like put that he has a domestic violence record and he had gotten so many more messages than the right. He put it on his Hinge profile and people were like, I can fix you.
Yeah.
Like he would get like messages from girls. Like I can try to fix you. Like what? That's insane. It also helped that he was good looking. Like, but he tried to do it as like a experiment. He didn't really have it.
Yeah.
A criminal record, but like, that's crazy. But no, like, I get it. Like girls are attracted to bad boys.
Yeah.
At one point, eventually, when you get older,
grow out of that, hopefully.
I mean, obviously, yes. No, but not that. Yeah. Not that it was a bad. I fell in love with the
emotion,
wrong people.
The emotion.
No, but
of
I
the ups
thought
and downs.
These people were good yes, at first. Yes. It's not like I. Yeah. You know, yep. I don't want to get cheated on. No one does. I mean, some people might.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So here's one more unhinged advice column.
Okay.
My boyfriend insists his female coworker is like a sister, but they text more than we do. He'll say he's busy at work and not respond to me for hours, yet I'll see her name pop up on his phone constantly. She knows about our arguments before my best friend does, including details I specifically asked him to keep private. He says they vent to each other because they understand work stress and that I should be grateful he has someone to talk to. He's never hidden his phone, but he gets weird if I ask what they're talking about. I don't think he's cheating, but I also don't feel like a priority anymore. How should I handle this? Oof.
You say it once. This is what's bothering me.
Yeah.
And see if he respects what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he doesn't, if it continues to happen, then you got to cut the cord there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Work is for work. But I understand, like, there are people, you spend more time with people at work than you do with your own family, right? So it's like,
yeah.
You can catch feelings. I don't know how people cross that boundary. Like, I've never done that because I'm too worried about what HR is going to say.
Oh, goody two shoes.
No, I don't want to. No, it's
just, goody two shoes. Is that
fired. The first thing you see is like,
yeah, but it's only sexual harassment if it's unwanted and unwarranted.
How do I know that person is not going to unwanted or wanted?
If you're flirting, you catch the
what
vibe.
What is flirting?
You catch
what is
the vibe.
Flirting? There are people that are just
okay,
nice to people.
The only reason why I'm saying it's okay because I know three people from
you,
my work.
You also dated.
I have dated someone
that's
at
your
work.
Job. I don't know what.
I've
been in finance my whole
Can
life.
Can you let me finish?
Okay, go ahead.
And. I also know three people from my work who are dating, got married, and they now have kids.
God bless them.
And amazing.
Right. And there have been people that have been married and met people at work and then got divorced and married that person.
Yes, true.
Right?
True.
Right?
Okay. True. It does mess up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky situation.
I mean, look at the Coldplay guy.
The Coldplay guy. Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
At the concert. Mm-hmm. Yep. See?
I know.
You got too close to the sun.
I mean, I get
there.
It. I wouldn't recommend it, but it does happen.
Yeah. Nah.
I mean, I've dated someone from work too, but that was all a blur.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be something I'd talk to him. And if he doesn't set boundaries for you and your relationship, then that's another
that's
thing.
That's his girlfriend, his work girlfriend. What do people call it?
Yeah, work boyfriend. Yeah. I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's. Nip that in the butt because
Well I work remotely, so
well yes
you know, I'm gonna worry about Steve. There I don't leave the house like we mentioned.
Yes, yeah, Steve.
I work remotely.
Also I feel like
if I eat remotely
as somebody who has been through a lot of shit and toxic relationships, I never ever have to come and talk to you about these problems. If you're constantly going to your boyfriend to talk about who he's liking on Instagram, who he's talking with, where if he's staying out late, those are all red flags. Like, it will, when you're with the right person, that won't even be a question or a topic to talk about.
I'm just tired.
No, but do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, that's not a topic. Yep. That's not even a topic for you. Like, you're never like, hey, this made me feel this way. You know, or like, it's just not. It's easy.
Yeah.
And that's the best.
Well, I think when you're happy in a relationship, you don't have to go out there searching.
Yeah, like, I'm tired. I just want to sit home and hang out with you.
Yeah, and Luna.
And Luna Bear, yeah.
If I can hang out with Luna Bear all day, that's it.
Why would I know, I go guys, out? Luna's
especially
so
in the
cute.
Cold, you know?
It is, yeah.
Especially in the cold.
Who wants to go out now, right? Okay, fun debate questions. Is peace more important than passion?
So I feel like if you have peace but you have no passion, then it's kind of hard. Because sometimes you want a little spice in it, right? Like,
okay.
I think it's equal, right? You can't just have passion and then not have peace because you're just going to be knocking heads with each other all the time.
I get that. But I've been through some shit that to me now, peace is more important to me. Thank God we have both. But I'm just saying, like,
right.
Peace, I realize how much, like, it was hard for me when I first started dating you because I wasn't used to being in a peaceful relationship. So I was addicted to the highs and lows and of the toxic. I want you. I don't want you. I want you. Right. It was basically like Tell Me Lies. If you've ever seen that show.
Yeah. I love you. I love you not.
Yeah. And because I was not used to that, I was like, I don't deserve this. I want to flee from whatever this is.
Right.
Until I had to realize and go see a therapist and fix my shit.
In the beginning, we rarely fight now anyway, but like in the beginning we had no fights and she was like, I just want to fight with you. And I'm just like,
Yeah. Like I was
and
like,
then
this
we had a couple of fights.
Seems...
And you're like, can we just go back to the,
yeah.
Not
I was
fighting?
Like, this seems boring. We need to fight more. Like who does that? Like,
yeah, no.
Yeah. Yep. No, but it's your relationship should bring you peace. So to me, peace is now more important because of all the shit I've been through.
Okay.
Okay. Next. Is it worse to be ghosted or breadcrumbed? Breadcrumbed for sure.
Yeah.
Just if you don't like me, ghost me. I don't care. I mean, don't ghost somebody. That's rude. I don't think anyone should be ghosted. But breadcrumbing is worse because it's like you don't know what's going on.
Right. Yeah, don't breadcrumb somebody. Well, yeah. What are they called? Lead them on? Don't lead them on. Listen, there are people that we're watching. What are we watching? Southern Charm?
Southern Charm.
On Bravo. And Craig is leading.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Sally.
Sally on.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's a nicer guy, and he doesn't want to...
I see what you're saying, because...
He doesn't want to let her... Or just, like, say, hey, I'm not into you.
Yeah.
It wasn't until she's like, hey, I'm into you, for him to say, oh, I'm not into...
But good for him for saying it then.
But he shouldn't have somebody in his hot tub at 4 a.m. if you're not into that girl.
Yeah, that's true.
Crap is that?
I don't have, guy friends in my hot tub till 4 a.m.
Yeah, 4 a.m., no way. Both single people, by the way.
Yeah, both really good looking, too.
Right, you just don't have people in your hot tub till 4 a.m.
And they're both, really good looking.
Right.
So it's it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
And then she went out and got chickens because
I feel bad for her. I was like, no, don't do the chickens. Don't do the chickens, girl. You're going to regret the chickens.
Yeah, read the room.
You think she regrets getting the chickens?
I don't know. I wonder if she's still taking care of those little chickies.
I feel bad. Next episode, they're gone.
They're gone. Yeah.
No, because I can relate to her because there have been times where I would go out of my way to do something for a guy if I liked him.
Right.
And then when I look back, I'm like, why the fuck did I do that? He didn't even like me.
Right.
So I can see her getting those chickens specifically because she liked Craig.
Yeah.
And I was just like, don't. No. Yeah. And three, no less. She got three chickens.
Well, you can't just get one. What's one going to do by himself?
Oh, my God. I feel bad.
And then the two, the butt heads all the time. You need three.
So now she's going to, at least she has eggs. She'll get eggs She'll out get of them, eggs, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Right? They lay eggs, right? They lay eggs, right? Yeah. All right. She'll get some fresh farm chicken eggs.
I guess.
Wait, but it's only, she got to make sure she got female chickens and a male.
All right, now you lost me.
Wait, right?
No, I don't know. what were we even talking about before this? Okay, we're talking about leading people on.
Right.
Yes, the moral of the story is don't lead a girl on where she's going to go get eggs and chickens the next day. That's it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay. Is jealousy a red flag or a human emotion? I think it's a red flag.
You have to be... If you're still jealous, I think you definitely need to work on that. And... you should be secure enough in your relationship where you're not worried and jealous that something's going to happen. Someone could take you away from me. Right?
Yeah. One of my friends dated this guy and they were watching a movie and my friend was like, ooh, look, he looks good. Doesn't he look hot in that? And the guy she was talking to at the time got super mad and stormed out. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. You should come watch a movie with my parents because my dad will be like, look at the tits on this one in front of my mom. And it's the funniest thing. If that bothers you that much, you need to, you need to seek help. Would you rather argue and fix it immediately or take space and revisit? Okay. I would rather fix it immediately, but Steve...
Go ahead, answer for me.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Steve. Okay.
Yeah, I would like to take time
and that's where...
to capture my thoughts so I don't act out of emotion.
And that's what I do.
And so I can come back with a clear head.
And
usually about 30 minutes and then I'm good to go.
Okay. Our relationship coach actually has told us it's better.
We have a relationship coach?
Yes.
Yes.
Lauren.
Right.
That was on the podcast.
We had her one time. It's not like we're seeing her weekly.
No. Oh, sorry. Let me rephrase that. We do not see a relationship coach, which is a great idea, even if you have an amazing relationship.
Right. Yes.
I think everyone should.
Yep.
She's not ours specifically, but she was on this podcast. Lauren, awesome. Love her. She said that it's better to wait before fixing it.
Thank you.
Remember?
Thank you.
Remember
Lauren.
When she said that?
Thank you, Lauren.
I know, but okay. But here's my thing. You need to, I think you need to tell your partner, hey, I just need 30 minutes and then can we talk about it to clear my head?
Got it.
Because me, I'm like, oh my God. Like my, my immediate reaction, and it's from traumatic experiences, like you're going to break up with me because we had a fight. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. And that's from my past. And I have to realize not because you fight and disagree does not mean you break up.
Right.
But I'm so used to that in my previous relationships that like, you need to at least.
There are times where I'm upset.
Tell me.
Not necessarily about you, just about what's going on in the day.
In life.
Or what general, and I have it inside of me and I don't want to, I'm just like, hey, I need 30 minutes, please. Just like.
No, I know, but you need to tell me that.
And you
because
think it's personal.
Yes, I take it personally.
I understand. I'll do better.
Okay.
At telling you, hey.
Thanks, Steve.
Give me 30 minutes.
Thank you.
Something's going on right now.
Good. And this is good. This is like therapy for us
therapy.
Right now.
That's
okay. thanks for listening in, guys.
We're going through the process with you right now.
Going through it with us.
Yep.
Okay. Is being too much actually just being with the wrong person? I think so.
Hmm.
I think you're never too much for the right person.
What do you mean too much? There
like
could be times where I'm like, hey, Amanda, you're a lot right now. You're a level 10. Bring it to like a 5 where I'm at right now, or maybe a 7. We'll meet in the middle.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Like,
well,
there are times
Steve,
where I'm like, all right, come on. You're a little bit too much right now. But doesn't mean that I don't like how, I'd say how much you are as far as like,
I am a lot. I am a lot, but that's okay.
Her favorite line is,
oh yes. If I'm a lot,
find less. And I'm like,
yeah, I like that. That's a good line.
How many times does she use this?
I'm gonna patent that.
How many times does she use this throughout her life?
I think I heard it once and I was like, I'm going to use that all the time.
You're going to use it 100 times.
Yeah, it's a good line.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I just, what were we talking about?
Are you too much?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you're never too much for, just be yourself. You should be yourself around your partner or significant other.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah.
Anything else on your mind?
Not really, except the fact that Steve has his slippers on that he always wears.
I hear from everybody in the let me do some. What is it? Was that guy? Rogers.
When we do skits, you don't understand
Rogers,
how many comments I get on these slippers. Like in the comment
section.
What
am I gonna wear in the house? I'm gonna wear sneakers. No, I'm gonna wear my nice little comfy.
But people
slippers.
Hate these slippers.
They
like,
love them.
No, these are the comments I get, and I wish I had a list, but they'll be like. Oh my God, Steve slippers. We know who that is.
You're welcome for the engagement.
So then when he wears the Grinch outfit for Christmas, because he wore the Grinch outfit, they're like, we know who it is by the slippers. And they're like, these DMs, they get so mad about Steve's slippers.
Yeah.
They're like, we know Steve in those stupid slippers.
Can I tell
slippers.
You about the Grinch? I think Jim Carrey, the Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
I think that has overtaken Home Alone for me as far as my favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite. I love The Grinch.
Yeah.
The Grinch is by far my
specifically
favorite.
Specifically the Jim Carrey one.
Oh, yes.
Not the cartoon.
No.
No.
I don't know. He is so
funny in that.
He's so good in it.
Maybe it's just like the type of humor that I like. I like dry humor.
Me
like,
too.
That type of
well,
stuff.
We like Seinfeld. I feel like if you like Seinfeld.
You're either a Seinfeld person or a Friends person.
Like I don't watch Friends. Never watched Friends. I'm a Seinfeld person. No. I also like. Like, I don't think The Office is funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I never really sat down and watched it.
So, really?
No.
It's not funny. You're not going to like it.
Okay.
Well, to be fair, there are some scenes I do like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should try to
sit down
and watch. Maybe we should give another shot.
What about Stranger Things? We just finished that.
Yes.
big shout out to that whole cast.
Oh my God.
Not like they're listening right now, but I just have to talk about
it. Maybe they are.
And the Duffer Brothers, right?
Like, oh my gosh.
I was emotional wreck at the end of that show.
No, Steve was not okay.
Crying uncontrollably. Obviously.
Okay, after that, if Steve doesn't cry when I walk down the aisle, I'll be very upset. Because he cried like a baby for season 8 of Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh, that was 10 years of like our lives and seeing these kids grow up and then how the show ended. I'm not going to give any spoilers or anything like that, but I just think they did an incredible job, and I'm going to miss that show a lot.
No, I am too. I actually like don't know what to do with myself after it.
I know. We were just like waiting. There was a conformity gate. This is episode 9 that was going to come out, and we were just like, it's happening. It's happening. Oh my God, what are we going to do?
No, the whole day at work.
And then like we went on that day. It's supposed to happen on January 7th. And then Netflix crashed because of a fake show.
Netflix actually crashed at 8 o'clock on January 7th, and I was so ready for there to be another episode, and there wasn't, and I was depressed for the next 3 days.
Yeah, and just seeing, we watched the behind the scenes.
Yes, the behind the scenes. Whole, okay, first of all,
the amount of work that goes into these shows.
I
want to
be in a movie so bad. Seeing that, it just looks like the best time ever.
Yeah.
Like, just give me a commercial. Give me a line. Throw me a line.
That's similar to Stranger
also,
Things.
Also, like, no, like, I don't know. Like, let me try. I feel like I could do
go
it.
Go out on. Go ahead. Go do
like,
it.
Like, give me a line.
Give you a line.
No, like, I feel like I could do it.
I don't have a line for you. I wish I can come up with one right now.
Like, okay, do you know a line in a movie that you can...
I'm trying to figure it out. No, I don't have a line.
Come on, like...
No.
Like Jim Carrey. Like,
you're putting me on a spot so I can't, like I can't.
That's it. I'm not going.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not going.
Yeah.
That's
you can do the Grinch.
Yeah, I can do the Grinch.
What does he say?
No. He says, he goes, what would I wear?
Oh, wait. 5 o'clock, jazzercise. Oh, wait. Then he goes, 6:30.
I can't cancel dinner with me again.
No, stop. You're wrong. It's 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. Yeah. I think I could do it.
Like,
I could do like SNL.
That's not funny, guys.
You know what? I'm going to start auditioning, which I actually have been on backstage, but no one's getting back to me.
Yeah, I think you need an agent.
I think I need like a headshot.
You need an agent.
I have like a picture.
Start reaching out to people.
Yeah, I have like a picture of myself that like
start
I took.
Start showing up to the studios. And,
I'm just going to go to New York and just
doing
be
a
like.
A lot of Netflix right now in Jersey.
I just, no, you know what I need? I need like a casting call director to find me.
Yep.
And just be like, we want you
okay.
to do something.
Do it.
Just going to put that out into the universe.
Do it.
I just feel as though. But see, we were watching Tell Me Lies and you were like, I don't think I can handle that. Like, imagine I got a part in Tell Me Lies and I had to have a sex scene.
Because it's kind of raunchy.
Well, too bad. If I got Tell Me Lies, you're going to have to handle it.
The show, so they have to understand what it's like.
Well, you're going to have, if I got a huge contract on a show like that.
Shit, I don't know.
I would let you come to set.
That's a crazy show. That's a crazy show.
But see, I would be happy for you.
Of course I'd be happy for you. But yeah.
I mean, they have sex, what are they called?
Coordinators.
Sex coordinators? No, intimacy coordinators. Right. That's what they're called.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. I think you'd be okay.
Yeah. It's
when you see the paycheck, you'd be okay.
I don't think they get paid much.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. If it's like your first film, they'll be like $5,000.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I have today.
That's what we got today.
We don't want to make this like 2 hours.
No. But we could. We can just start like breaking out in song and start singing some stuff.
Well, I can't really sing. If I could sing, we would have all of Steve's songs out already.
That's right. We tried. We tried to put her on a song.
We did.
For one line, it literally took 30 minutes and a bunch of auto-tune. So we were
like,
you know what?
It was a bunch of auto-tune. And what was the line? What was the line? It was like...
It's like, I don't know. This is not working. Stick to dancing.
Not good.
Yeah, stick to dancing. I'll stick to writing. And we'll find some real
artists. And
we'll
find some singers.
Yeah. It's like, well, if they ever made a music video, please have them put me in it. I would love
as a
to
dancer,
dance.
Yes.
I would love to dance in it.
I would love to. That's like my dream.
Yeah.
Also watched Taylor Swift's documentary and I was like, I want to audition for her to be a backup dancer at her next tour. Like, I'm not kidding. I don't care if I'm 45. I'm going to audition.
You're going to do it?
Well, because then she'd be 45. We're the same age.
All right,
and I want to be one of her backup dancers because she doesn't discriminate. And I feel as a 4'9 girly, my short girlies.
Well, when you were growing up, there was no such thing as 4'9
Oh no, yeah, I would like I would audition for things because like ultimately I wanted to be a backup dancer and like I also want I tried to audition for the Knicks City Dancers and then I made it really far. There was like 500 people that auditioned and I made it to like I don't know top 40 and then they asked us to get in a line. And I get in a line and all these girls are so tall, gorgeous, and they were like, "Okay, you stay, Amanda, step forward," or like my number, they give you a number, they're like number 378, step forward, and they're like, "Okay, you can leave." Yeah. And I just, it was like back then you had to be a certain height to be a backup dancer, like all this stuff. Yeah. And I love how, but even in run, even in modeling, it was like you had to be a certain. But now I love that it's it's very
diverse,
in the sense of like even like body image too. And I love that.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone's beautiful in their own way. Not to be like so cliche, but it's true. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Yep.
So.
And you weren't really a big T-Swift fan until you really saw that.
No, no, that's not true. I liked her music, but I wasn't like.
You appreciate it a lot more.
No, I appreciate a songwriter.
Yep. Now that you see. Now that you're dating one?
No. I appreciate the arts, will you say. Yeah. Like, I'm a dancer, and I appreciate that. I appreciate what goes into the arts and all of that stuff. Would I say back then, was I a Swiftie? No, I didn't listen to her music all the time. I liked it. But after the documentary, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And I want to be her backup dancer.
Okay.
Like, right now.
All right, so now she wants to be an actress? A backup dancer. What else we got here? A podcast host.
We're doing all the things.
All right, so we're doing
and
all
hopefully
things.
One will take.
Because
I'll be honest,
she wants to pay her bills.
I want to pay my bills, but also I feel people. I still have my 9-to-5. Everyone thinks that because you hit a million followers on TikTok, you're making all this money. That's false.
Yeah, no.
I made hardly any money last year.
Yeah.
Like hardly any. You cannot live off of what
any
I made.
Of work that you put into it. It's like you're getting below minimum wage.
Below.
Because of the amount of hours that you take editing and doing all that stuff.
But I do it because it's my dream.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people start off
but
like
not only that. You like making people laugh.
Yeah.
And bring some happiness to their day. And your dad does that with you and your mom does that with you. And I think it's brings a lot of joy to the world where.
Thank you, Stevie.
Things are dark.
I like that. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, we'll end on that note.
Let's end it there.
Yes. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. We will see you next month and have a good day.
Yep.
Have a good night.
One. Okay.
Good day, night.
Good day. Good night.
Bye, guys. Love you.
All right, have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Give a kiss, Steve.
Bye.